Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, Martha Coakley returns full-time to her job as state attorney general. Despite huge leads in the polls just weeks ago, the Democrat fell 5 points short to Republican Scott Brown in the special Senate election for Ted Kennedy's seat. At Coakley headquarters last night, supporters were asking, what happened? WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov reports.
Coakley supporters were disappointed, frustrated, and angry at the loss. Few blamed Coakley herself, but many said they thought the campaign wasn't proactive and took a win for granted. But Coakley said last night she approached the race with fierce determination.
We never lost our focus or our determination, and you never demonstrated an ounce of discouragement or complacency as far as I'm concerned in this campaign. I know how hard we worked.
Coakley says she'll be brutally honest on her own performance.
I am heartbroken at the result, and I know that you are also. But I know that we will get up together tomorrow and continue this fight, even with this result tonight, because there will be plenty of Wednesday morning quarterbacking about what happened and what went right, what went wrong.
The quarterbacking started last night. Many people blamed her loss on complacency among Democrats who assumed the seat was safe. Volunteer Doug Thatcher said he was one of those Democrats.
To be honest with you, I really didn't, and I'm part of this phenomenon in that way, I didn't really pay that much attention to it. And I sort of was assuming, oh, there's no trouble there. And I, you know, towards the end, I realized how insidious Brown's resurgence was.
Other volunteers for Coakley say the campaign called them in too late in the race to make a difference. But Democratic State Party Chairman John Walsh says the finger-pointing doesn't help anyone.
Any analysis of this that does anything but celebrate Martha Coakley, her service, and the efforts of this campaign misses the boat. They work tirelessly.
One supporter said the results were mind-boggling. Another said Brown's surge in the polls caught the campaign flat-footed. Elizabeth Schatz, who worked on the campaign, said she's devastated by the results.
There's a lot of disappointment. I remember I was at the inauguration at this time last year, and I felt so hopeful and optimistic, and I think this is the wrong step for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Caroline Osterman agreed. She's a retired social worker from Arlington who's concerned about how Scott Brown will vote when he gets to Washington.
I get so upset. I get really upset because now he's going to go to Washington. And then what will happen with the health care? What will happen with Mr. Obama?
President Barack Obama's agenda on health care, the environment, and banking reform could be in serious jeopardy now that he's lost a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. That's why Democrats say they feel a deeper loss than just the Senate seat. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov.